Title: Reverb Throws on Snares for Club Mixes Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most useful little pro tricks in drum and bass mixes, reverb throws on snares. The big idea is simple. Instead of putting reverb on your whole drum bus and turning everything into fog, we keep the snare dry and punchy most of the time and then we throw it into reverb only on selected hits. Usually the 2 and 4, or a specific snare at the end of a phrase. That way, you get that huge, wide, clubby space when you want it, without sacrificing impact. By the end of this lesson you'll have a dedicated snare throw return in Ableton, shaped so the transient stays upfront, the tail blooms after the hit, and the whole thing stays clean around the kick and sub. Let's build it. First, step A, prep your snare. Before we even touch reverb, make sure the snare already hits on its own. Reverb is not going to magically fix a weak snare. In drum and bass, alive snares have body somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz, crack in the 2 to 5K range, and air up around 8 to 12K. You don't need to memorize those numbers like rules, but they're good landmarks. And here's the mindset. Keep the snare mostly dry. The throw is your space moment, not your constant sound. If your snare is layered across multiple tracks, group it so you can treat it as one instrument. In Ableton, select the snare layers and hit CMD or Ctrl G. Now you can send the whole snare group to one throw return cleanly. Cool. Step B. Create a dedicated return track. Go to Create, Insert Return Track. Rename it something obvious like a snare throw verb. Naming matters because later, when you're automating fast, you don't want to guess what return is doing. Now we're going to build a simple, reliable device chain on that return. Think of this as clean up the input, make the space, shape the tail, then tone it, then add optional character. So on the return, add devices in this order. First, EQ8 for pre-reverb cleanup, then reverb or hybrid reverb, then either gate or compressor for docking, then another EQ8 for post-reverb tone shaping, and optionally saturator to give the tail some density. Let's dial it. Step C, set the reverb so it's club tight, not washy. If you're using Ableton stock reverb, start with high quality. Then set pre-delay somewhere around 18 to 30 milliseconds. Pre-delay is one of the secret weapons here, because it lets the snare transient crack first, and the reverb arrives just after. Without it, the reverb starts immediately and makes the snare feel smaller. Decay time, for drops and rolling grooves, live in the 0.6 to 1.2 second range. Faster music needs tighter tails. If you go to 2, 3, 4 seconds in a 174 BPM drop, you're basically painting your mix with steam. Size, something like 35 to 60. Diffusion, 70 to 90% for a smoother tail. Now the big cleanliness move. Filter it. Low cut around 250 to 450 Hz, and high cut around 7 to 10K. This is how you keep the throw from filling the low end and fighting your kick and sub. In club systems, low end reverb is the fastest way to lose punch. If you're using hybrid reverb, same concept. Hall or plate algorithms are great. Decay around 0.7 to 1.3 seconds, pre-delay 20 to 35 milliseconds, and use the internal EQ to cut lows hard and tame highs slightly. Quick coach note, don't just filter after the reverb. Filtering before the reverb is often cleaner, because you stop the algorithm from reacting to low frequencies in the first place. That's why we put EQ8 before the reverb on the return. Now step D, shape the tail so it blooms after the hit. You've got two main approaches and both work. Pick one. Approach 1 is a gate after the reverb. This is classic throw control. Set the threshold somewhere around minus 30 to minus 20 dB, then adjust until it opens when you actually do a throw. Attack can be fast, like 1 to 5 milliseconds. Hold around 40 to 120 milliseconds. Release around 120 to 280 milliseconds. Shorter release is more chopped and rhythmic. Longer release is smoother and more whoosh. Approach 2 is ducking with sidechain compression. And this one is super clean for club mixes. Drop a compressor after the reverb. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your snare track or snare group. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Now pull the threshold down until you hear what you want. When the snare hits, the reverb gets pushed down for a moment and then right after the transient, the reverb rises up. That's the boom. It's like the snare stays front and center, but you still get the big tail. Extra note. If the throw is fighting your kick, you can sidechain the return to the kick instead, or even do a more advanced thing later where you duck only the low and mid bands. But for now, sidechain to the snare is the easy win. Step E. Automate the send so only certain hits throw. This is where it stops being reverb on a drum and becomes an arrangement tool. On your snare track, find send to going to your snare throw verb return. Set the default send to off, like minus infinity, or very low like minus 25 dB. That way the track is dry by default. Now press E in Ableton to show automation lanes. Choose the snare track, then automate mixer, send A. You're going to draw little spikes, like quick ramps up and down, only on specific snare hits. Common drum and bass moves are throws on bar ends, throws on the snare right before a transition, or throws on a fill hit to make it pop. Here are good starting levels. A subtle throw is around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. A noticeable throw is minus 12 to minus 6 dB. A big transition throw is minus 6 to minus 3 dB, but be careful, because that can wash the mix if your tail isn't controlled. One arrangement trick that hits hard: do a throw on the snare right before an 8 or 16 bar change, and then cut the send right before the next bar one. That sudden dryness makes the next section feel louder, even if your meters don't move. Step F, make it wide, but keep the snare itself solid in the center. This audio version is shortened for playback.